From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And pressure continues to mount on the Washington Redskins to change their name, which many consider racist. This week, there's a big meeting between the NFL and an angry tribal nation.
Back in 2013, the NFL met with Native American tribal leaders who were upset that the Washington Redskins continued to use that name for the team. Ultimately, team owner Dan Snyder stuck with the name, and the controversy has died down. That same year, a school district in Bucks County was reigniting its own internal controversy over the very same name. That year, students on the school newspaper staff at Neshaminy High School announced they would no longer print the name Redskins, saying they considered it a racial slur. School administrators took issue and insisted they print the name. 6 years later, the issue has become a legal battle, and the school could be barred from using the term Redskins. Similar issues have played out at schools across the country, and one by one, schools have stopped using the term. So why has the fight in Neshaminy risen to this level? And why can't the two sides in this argument seem to hear each other? Today's show, racial slur or point of pride? WHYY's Aaron Mozell has been covering the controversy and the legal proceedings. So, Aaron, you recently went to a Neshaminy High School basketball game to just talk to people and get the mood of the community and how they feel about this issue.
Right. And even before I got into the game, I had a parent flag me down in the parking lot to talk to me about this.
Cool. So let me just get your first and last name and how long you've lived in Langhorne.
Stanley Esposito. I've been in Langhorne all my life. I'm 55 years old.
He said, "Are you here to talk about the Neshaminy Redskins controversy?" And I said, "Yes." He has actually his son plays on the basketball team. He went to Neshaminy and was a football player.
I was a Redskin. I was proud to be a Redskin. And if you would have been interviewing me when I was a senior in high school, I would probably be very much in favor of keeping the name. Now, with life experience and four kids, I think it's time that they make a change.
His take was that we should get rid of the name.
I have a choice not to offend, and that is my choice. I have two kids in the district, and I think it's the right example.
But inside...
I don't think it's a racial slur at all, no. It's been the mascot since the school opened. I mean, what's the big deal here?
I heard the complete opposite.
It's a waste of time, to be honest with you.
I think that we should keep it because it's been a tradition for a really long time, and my dad was a Redskin, and I think we should keep it that way.
I mean, you can use the word in a discriminative way, but also you can use the way, a way to show pride and a way to give a positive, like, outlook of what they were.
It's more than just a name. And it clearly is more than just a name because all that's going on and people are offended by it and they're trying to defend it for a reason. A lot of schools are backing down against it and backing down and changing their name, but we're standing up because we believe that it's a good thing.
This is fine. People need to stop being so sensitive. This is part of our tradition. Why would we get rid of it?
So, Aaron, when did the name become controversial?
So this all dates back to about 2000 when a group of students at Neshaminy High School decided that they wanted to see if the district would be willing to get rid of the mascot completely, change it, do something different. And then it was quiet for about a decade or so, and we saw this again come up in 2013 on a couple different fronts. There was a Neshaminy parent, Donna Fan Boyle, who herself has Native American lineage, who filed a complaint with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, essentially arguing that having this mascot, the Redskins, was problematic for students, including her son, who was a freshman at Neshaminy High School at the time. At the same time, there was a group of student editors at the high school that worked on the student newspaper, and they decided they didn't want to print the word anymore. They weren't campaigning the district to get rid of it. They just didn't want to print the word in articles or editorials.
And how did the school district respond to that?
The school district fought them pretty fiercely. It became a pretty big controversy that grabbed national headlines.
The school board on this stage in Langhorne waded into a nationwide controversy over the use of the word Redskins. It is the
mascot. For a while, the school district and the school board really had no interest in listening to the students. At one point, the faculty advisor for the school newspaper, she was suspended for a couple days without pay. The editor-in-chief at the time, she was removed from her post for a month, and they also took some money away from the school newspaper's budget.
Is the controversy still going on, or what happened?
So ultimately, what they decided was that they could ban the word from news articles. What they couldn't do was keep the word out of editorial, so opinion pieces. And that policy is still in place today. And as far as I can tell, there haven't really been any challenges to that policy. And there haven't been a new group of student editors who have kind of been pushing back on the district on this.
So the district came to this compromise with the students. But, you know, their mascot is still the Redskins. And so a few years later, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission sued the district.
Okay, let's get ready to get started here.
And there were recently some hearings held as part of the lawsuit. You know, what do people who are in favor of the name Redskins, what do they say?
Early on in the hearings, the district put on this guy, Andre Bilodeau.
Professionally, I work at a think tank. I'm a traveling academic. Matter of fact, I should have been there today, but we took time off to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity.
Who they described it as their expert. And Andre Bilodeau, just for some background, is not Native American, but he is the executive director of this group called the Native American Guardians Association, which has this charge to kind of preserve and honor Native American culture. And his argument was that historically, if you look at the word, there are references to Native Americans calling themselves Redskins.
I have an Oxford Dictionary citation which suggests that the Redskin name is specific to the use of sacred red paint applied to warriors' skin before battle.
And so his argument was, knowing that, this isn't offensive because it really is just a synonym for warrior and really nothing else.
If you eradicate the name, you get rid of a treasure, standing, tradition, culture of the Native Americans who are left on this continent at the behest of the haters, at those who don't like Native Americans. But they're getting away from the objective term itself. They're inventing a term to be a slander.
The other part of the argument is that the Neshaminy School District isn't intending to use the mascot as a racial slur.
You can misuse the term fruitcake. I can give you a fruitcake at Christmas, but if I walk into a hospital, a mental hospital, and I shout out fruitcake or call somebody, that's offensive because it's used way out of context. It's the wrong reference. If your name's John, you are at risk of being thought of as somebody who visits a prostitute. So context matters, intent matters.
It's supposed to be a term that honors Native American history. And so in that context, Bilodeau argues it's fine.
And so on the other side, people who wanted to get rid of the name, what did they say?
So on the other side, the commission called a number of folks, including Donna Fan Boyle, who we mentioned, brought that original complaint that led to this suit that the commission brought against the district.
It was used to describe body parts taken for bounty. And bounty that was paid to white settlers in the extermination process of Native people to obtain land. You know, all the students are indoctrinated into this. They think of a racial slur as a point of pride. And then I have to allow these people to influence my children, that my child is going to a school, and I have to protect him from them. I have to protect him from a school that's supposed to be protecting him.
But we also heard from former student editors who were part of that whole controversy around not using the name in the paper, including the editor-in-chief, Jillian McGoldrick. And she talked about the toll that this took on her while she was a student at Neshaminy High School.
There were definitely times I really didn't want to go to school. I mean, when I log onto Facebook and see somebody's parent trashing me by name, and then I have to sit in the classroom with them. I mean, what kind of environment is that for me?
And so what's the next step for this lawsuit? How does it eventually get decided?
All the testimony was heard by a hearing officer. That hearing officer will at some point, I understand, several months from now, possibly not until this summer, will render a decision one way or the other. And then either side has an opportunity to appeal. My gut is telling me that if, in fact, the hearing officer rules against the district and the commission approves that decision, that the district will turn around and appeal. And they can appeal all the way up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So it could be years before a final decision is actually rendered here.
The school district is – they have devoted – taxpayer resources to fighting this fight at the legal level. Why do you think this controversy is still going on, and why has it risen to this level?
I think part of the answer is kind of in your question. The school board and school administrators have, to a certain extent, allowed this to get to this level. And what I mean by that is that, you know, every time this has bubbled up, they have stood their ground, meaning they have decided that they don't want to let this mascot go and that they're not going to compromise on this situation. It's not to say that they're in an echo chamber and that no one in the community is interested in keeping the mascot, because the majority of the community, at least the folks that I've talked to, really are fine with the mascot and don't want it to go anywhere. But because the school district and because the school board has kind of backed them up, I think there's a certain amount of support, mutual support, that keeps this going.
We're living at a time when there's this fierce debate over politically correct language. You know, proponents say words can be offensive, so why don't we just not use them? And opponents say, hey, you're policing language and taking words out of context. Do the so-called PC wars help explain why this fight has lasted so long?
I think that's absolutely a component of this controversy. There is a perception among some of the folks who want to keep the name that they're being told what to do by liberals and that they're being told that they need to be more politically correct, and they don't like that. I did talk to someone who felt that way, that that guy Stanley Esposito, who we caught up in the parking lot before the basketball game.
It's a sign of the times. One side does not want the other side to have any type of victory, regardless of what the issue is. And that goes both ways, not only conservatives on the liberals, but there's liberals who don't ever want to see the conservatives win either. It's not a one-way street.
Does it feel to you like people are sort of talking past each other in this debate?
It does. Two examples of that came out sort of during the hearing was both sides talked about the dictionary. It came up a couple different times. And one side chooses to look at one piece of the definition, which is that the mascot is a racial slur.
Body parts taken for bounty.
And the other side looks at the other part of the definition.
To warriors, skin before battle.
They're looking at two different histories.
You were talking about this controversy in Neshaminy, which has risen to the legal level, but it's not the only school with this name. There are lots of schools that have the name Redskins and other terms for Native Americans that some people find offensive. And famously, the Washington Redskins have been criticized for holding on to that name.
Right. And I think it's also important to note that there have been dozens and dozens of high schools that have had this word Redskins as their mascot and gotten rid of it, mostly at the school board level. But yes, the name does still persist. This battle is still ongoing. And as you mentioned, even at the National Football League level, we're having the same debate that seems to be going nowhere at this point. The owner there has dug in, just like the school board has in Neshaminy, and we don't know when this is going to end.
Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
That's it for the show. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. Our intern is Xavier Lopez. Our engineers this week were Mike Villers, Al Banks, Diana Martinez, and Adam Staniszewski. Eugene San is WHYY's news director, Sandra Clark is vice president of news and civic dialogue, and John Musoni is assistant vice president of news operations. Our theme music was composed by Ish Quintero. Find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question about the show, you can tweet us at Shai Ben Yaakov, at Annette J.H., or at Alex Ray Stern. We'll be back Monday.